This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Once you turn 70 and a half, you have to start taking a required minimum distribution from your individual retirement account each year. But what should you do with this money? Certified financial planner Byron Moore gives you tips on how to utilize this amount in your older days on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
Have you gotten to the age where your investment company is sending you the required minimum distribution amount from your individual retirement account each year? If you're like a lot of folks I know, you don't really need the money, so it's just sitting in the bank earning little to nothing. If that is you, you may be wondering if you have other options. Well, the federal government mandates that once you turn 70 and a half, you must begin annually taking something called a required minimum distribution. I'll just call it an RMD at this point, from your traditional individual retirement account. If you fail to take the RMD out of your IRA on time, you're going to be subject to a 50% penalty on the RMD amount that you were supposed to take out, and then you'll have to pay the regular taxes that you would have otherwise owed on it anyway. That is the definition of ugly. So right now, a lot of folks are doing what they've done their whole life. They're saving these distributions when they're sent to them. The problem with just saving it is that you may be allowing someone else to decide how that money will ultimately be spent. Maybe you ought to be deciding how to spend that money yourself. So here are a few possibilities that come to mind for you to do with your RMDs. The first is spend them. I know that may go against your instincts and a lifetime of habits. Maybe you don't need the money to fund your current lifestyle, but you could spend it to have some fun, take a vacation, fund a family trip, or do some traveling that you've always dreamed of. The second thing you could do is give it. Some people derive great joy giving money away to causes or to people that they love. It might be as simple as a one-time gift to your church or to a charity that you support. Or you may have grandchildren who could use some help funding college education. You may or may not be able to pay the whole tuition, but $1,000 goes a long way toward paying for books and some tuition costs. Once you start daydreaming about giving, the possibilities are endless, again, for the right person, to be outdone only by the joy that you receive by seeing the recipient use the money. Well, the third option would be to multiply it. Speaking of dreaming, maybe you're the type that likes to think big. Well, what if you could multiply the size of your existing IRA by spending your RMDs? You might be able to do so by taking your RMDs and buying a life insurance policy on yourself. You'd have to be healthy enough to get it, but a reasonably healthy 70-year-old can usually get insured. And of course, you'd have to work with a qualified agent familiar with this kind of planning. Normally, when the next generation of beneficiaries receives the proceeds from an IRA, sooner or later, they're going to have to pay tax on the entire amount in the IRA. Well, life insurance pays an income tax-free benefit to the named beneficiaries at the time of the insured's death. Well, that could result in passing the entire value of the IRA and then some to your beneficiaries free of income tax. So, whether you spend it or give it or multiply it or choose to do something altogether different with it, here's my primary recommendation. You decide. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.